The presidents of Armenia and Azerbaijan are expected to meet in Vienna later today to discuss a fragile ceasefire in Azerbaijan's breakaway Nagorno-Karabakh region. The region has been experiencing its worst violence in nearly two decades. Today's meeting will be the first between the leaders of the two nations since fighting broke out with new intensity in April. Stefan Boss has this report.
Monday's ceasefire talks between Armenian President Zorge Sarkisyan and Azerbaijan's President Ilham Aliyev are closely watched by the international community. Their meeting focuses on the disputed region of Nagorno-Karabakh, which since April 2nd saw its worst violence since a shaky ceasefire was reached in 1994 between Azerbaijan and Armenia-backed separatists. Dozens of people were killed in the latest fighting. A fresh Russian-brokered ceasefire deal went into effect on April 5th, but both sides in the conflict have accused each other of breaching the truce agreement. Nagorno-Karabakh, a mountainous and heavily forested patch of land, has been internationally recognized as being part of ex-Soviet Azerbaijan. But ethnic Armenians, who make up the vast majority of the population, reject Azeri rule. They have been running their own affairs, with support from Armenia, since Azerbaijan's troops were pushed out in a war in the 1990s. This even led to tensions during the recent Eurovision Song Contest. In a controversial move, Armenian singer Iveta Mukachan waved the flag of Nagorno-Karabakh during a qualifying event.
I'm living in Germany, and I'm Armenian, and you know, I'm international. I grew up like this, so all I want is peace and just spread the love, right? And that's why I put up the flag. I'm really happy to participate.
Critics say Azerbaijan has been escalating tensions as it wants to regain control over its territory. But speaking ahead of Monday's peace talks, spokesman Hikmat Hayev from Azerbaijan's foreign ministry denies those charges.
Recently, Armenian president declared that Armenia is switching from static defense to deterrent strategy, and they also publicly stated that Armenia could potentially preempt and take on preemptive attacks against Azerbaijani forces to capture new territories to guarantee the security of occupied territories.
Monday's peace talk between the presidents of Armenia and Azerbaijan is a first step to bring stability at a time when both nations prepare for a visit by Pope Francis this year. The deep-rooted tension is also a hangover from the bloody war the two sides fought from 1988 to 1994. Up to 30,000 people were killed in that conflict, and there were allegations of human rights abuses by both sides. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.